So just let your body relax. Get in a comfortable position. Let your mind relax and bring in that inner friend. And give your mind that support, that loving support that really allows it to be, allows it to relax. The sannyasa buddhi, the type of mind that allows you to be a sannyasi in the world as a karma yogi, or having taken sannyasa, the lifestyle of sannyasa, that sannyasa buddhi. It's a buddhi that is free of raga and dvesha. Raga involves all of my attachments to pleasures, things that I love, things that I want. Dvesha are all of my dislikes, hatreds. Reactions toward things that I don't like. A mind that has neutralized these raga dveshas, these likes and dislikes. Enjoys an ongoing antakarna shuddhi, a peace of mind. How to neutralize these raga dveshas as they come up and cause pain to my mind. Many ways to neutralize, to work on neutralizing raga dvesha. As you're relaxing your mind now, any concern that may be there, causing you pain or anxiety, any dislike that may be there, you can start by objectifying that person or situation and asking, what is it that this person is threatening, or this situation is threatening to take away from me? And in the act of doing that, you get to the point of attachment that is really the cause of the pain. If that point of attachment were not there, the person or the situation remaining just as they are would not be hurting you. So sit for a moment with the point of attachment. And see what would happen to you if something were to shift. In your relationship with the point of attachment, with the attached object, with the attached person, what would happen to you? See if you have the freedom to actually think about that, to be with that, to feel those fears and feelings that might be there. And say if the loss of that attachment, say it causes an even worse situation, which is why you feared its loss in the first place, and see if you can sit in that situation. Objectify it. And see what might happen to you then. And you can take that to deeper and deeper layers if they happen to be there. often what happens, but embracing and being present to those concerns and fears and worries of what will happen to me if this happens. The fear can become smaller and you become bigger. Attachments create imaginary scenarios. By letting yourself be present to those imaginations, they tend to lose their power, and you tend to regain your shanti. Sitting and recognizing what we call jiva srishti. The jiva's creation. The jiva's projection upon Ishwar srishti. Ishwar's creation. The Lord's creation. Letting ourselves recognize the jiva srishti. Helps us to pull it back, resolve it, like waking up from a dream. The jiva srishti is like a dream projected upon Ishwara srishti. To wake up from that dream. And be part of Ishwar Srishti. Responding to Ishwar Srishti. raga dveshas, my likes and dislikes. Become a sadhana, a tool. For resolving this jiva shushti. And enjoying abiding in Ishwara Srishti.